do this intro? Is it welcome or welcome back?
Wow, this is a powerful start. We're not cutting it.
Hi, it's what more can I say? It's Gamer Boy Fancast, and I'm Sopper Coaches.
And I'm May from the podcast. This is the same podcast you've been listening to, and we know how to do it.
Do we?
We've done how many episodes?
Do we know how to do it?
Honestly, it remains to be seen.
It does. I mean, I feel bad because I haven't released an episode in weeks, which you guys don't know when this is in relation to that, but you'll know. We're recording this on the day where it's been like 3 or 4 weeks since there's been an episode. So if you remember that block of time.
Right. I think that I sort of accidentally tricked you, even though I was very transparent about the fact that I was going to immediately come back to record, but you were certain that I wouldn't. And so I think that you were like, there's no reason to edit and release these episodes. Yeah. We're going to have forever without one. And then it's like, we haven't missed a week.
We haven't missed a week. So that, oh my God, there's a lot. Part of it is that things are bad in the world and it's affecting my brain in a way that things don't normally affect my brain when they're bad in the world. There's something unique about the state of the world at this current moment and the way that it's talked about on social media that is fucking with me more than other things. Because normally, when there's, like, a highly political, highly politicized issue, everything that I see on social media, because of how algorithms work, agrees with me. And this current state of the world is the first time where that's not true. Not that I'm not seeing, like, I am seeing things that agree with me, and I'm also seeing things that don't agree with me. And it's very fucking with me, and I don't like it, and it's very stressful. So there's that aspect of, like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to watch TV shows I've already seen a million times and have no thoughts, brain smooth. And then also, I have a job. I have a full-time job, and I just got a raise, and so, like, I really should be doing that job. and there's that. And then, like,
all reasonable.
Yeah. And then also I like have a writing partner and like we have to write things because people think that we're good at writing things and we need to like continue to prove that over and over again.
Yes. That is the struggle of the art.
Yeah. So I have to like do that.
You don't get to rest on your laurels.
Right. And then also I'm like trying stand up and like, I haven't done anything for that either. Like I kind of like hit a point with stand up where I was like, I understand that these jokes always will kind of work and I can kind of like play with those. But like, I'm not showing up to these open mics with 5 minutes of new jokes every time, which is what a lot of people do. And I think there's some validity to that. I also think there's validity to like working on jokes instead of just like throwing garbage out into the world every day. But, like, it's just there's, like, thing and thing and thing and thing and thing. And then fact of the matter is I'm not going to pretend, like, I'm doing something else instead of this podcast. I'm just doing nothing. I'm not doing any of the things I should be doing.
That's completely fair. It honestly is. Sometimes you have those times where you're just not doing anything.
This is one of those times, 1,000%. And I feel bad about it because, one, it means there's no podcast. And it... It makes me feel like if we weren't actually releasing this podcast, we would still just like every week at a scheduled time sit down and record our conversation. Yeah.
No, totally. I know, because I haven't actually listened to a podcast of any kind in a long time. My life has just been not lending itself to sitting down and listening to long form content.
Yeah.
And so I haven't listened to the podcast in a while, so I didn't even notice that episodes weren't coming out.
Yikes. Our listeners have noticed because I checked Anchor. I usually check Anchor every day, and I've stopped because I wasn't releasing anything. And then I checked it yesterday, and it was like, you've had one listener in the past week. And I'm like, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Makes sense. When we're not releasing anything new, there's nothing for you guys to listen to. So,
frankly, no, I'm not going to let our audience off the hook on this. If we're not releasing new episodes, you have to go listen to the back catalog.
You have to repeat episodes.
Yeah.
Get us syndicated.
Like, pull your weight. How about that?
Yeah.
We're very busy right now.
Yeah.
I'm such a deeply not antagonistic person that I feel like I'm just getting out my, like, 1% of my personality that wants to be antagonistic to our audience for no reason.
Well, the reason is because they deserve it.
Yeah, true. I love this. We're ganging up.
No, we're not. Just kidding. I love you guys, and I understand why you wouldn't listen to repeats, because actually, there's a podcast that I listen to called More Perfect, which is part of New York Public Radio, and it's about the Supreme Court. And sometimes they will air an episode as a repeat, the same way that, like, if you watch TV, they'll just air the same episode of Friends over and over again. Yeah, and so it'll just be the exact same episode. They're just, like, putting it out on the feed again, and I fucking hate that.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I already listened.
You can always just elect to go back.
Right.
And listen yourself. Like, repeats make sense on television because you're not selecting anything. You're just showing up.
Right. Well, that's my whole argument. And actually, I don't have cable at this point in my life. But I used to make the argument to a man that I was dating at the time. He didn't have a TV. And he was like, well, I don't need a TV. If I want to watch something, I have a laptop. And I was like, but cable. Because sometimes you don't want to pick something to watch. You just want what's on to be there. Yeah. And you can't do that if you have a laptop and you don't have cable, because you have to select something.
Yeah, and it's decision fatigue city.
Decision fatigue!
And if your algorithm lets you down, like, the YouTube algorithm has been whack lately, and I'm like, excuse me. Please give me content that I'm interested in.
I've literally just been rewatching old Just Between Us videos. That at this point,
that's
I've
totally
now
fair.
Seen each of these like 10 times.
Yeah. I mean, they're so short.
It's I know. I wish they were longer. I wish it was more like television.
Yeah.
But I only say that about Just Between Us. I fucking hate the YouTube. How YouTube used to be 5-minute videos. Like, the Vlogbrothers were like, we do 5-minute videos, and everyone else was like, that makes sense. And then all of a sudden, all YouTube videos were like 20 minutes. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
You're not a TV show.
I like
so long
form content, so I'm into that, but I can see where it'd be super annoying.
I think that there's a place for 20-minute content, and it's called a sitcom. And if you're not making a sitcom, not for you.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, it's just, like, in my brain, there's, like, things have to be a certain length. Like, I don't like when podcasts are only 30 minutes. I think you have to be over 30 minutes to be a podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
Otherwise, you're not a podcast. Sorry, yeah, you're just not.
That's why we ramble about nothing for so much of this.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm like, it has to be more than 30 minutes.
We're resolutely making it a 30 plus minute piece of content.
Yeah. Anyway, we could, I guess we'll start with Avril content, and then I'll talk about my personal life later.
Sounds good.
Okay, so Avril's still not doing anything, and neither are we. And so,
yeah, I think we're in a similar place right now. We're all doing nothing.
You think Avril's also incredibly distressed by the state of the world? I don't think she knows what's going on.
Yeah, right. Or raising an infant. She has a 19-day-old, just like me.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you and Avril had a baby on the same day?
That would be shocking.
I mean, my mom feels a kinship to Madonna because they were pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, nice.
We don't have the same birthday as Lourdes, but, like, I guess we're the same age, so they were pregnant at the same time, and my mom
Damn,
loves that.
Damn, I should have found a pregnant celebrity to feel a kinship with.
You should have.
Really
too late now.
It is.
Sucks to suck. Okay.
I know.
So I am going to, we're going to hear some typing noises as I type in the words Avril Lavigne, genius, lyrics, and I hit enter, and then I click on genius, Avril Lavigne, lyrics, and then, oh my gosh, should we read Avril Lavigne's verified annotations?
Yes, we really should.
Okay, so I'm gonna click on I Fell in Love with the Devil. We're gonna do a lyric read, and we're also going to read Avril's official what's the word I'm looking for? Annotations.
Annotations.
Yep, because that's what I was just saying. I was using the same words. Okay. I Fell in Love with the Devil, which is actually something we brought up last episode as wanting to talk about, I think, or we just brought it up generally. I think I don't know if we said that on the podcast or after the podcast. I was like, next week.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know what we said. We don't remember, and we're not going back and checking.
Well, I still have to edit the episode, so I will go back and check.
Yes, but you will forget immediately.
That's true. That's true.
There's no way that you're going to connect to this episode and the last episode. You could edit them back to back and the thoughts are not going to come together. It's just the reality of the situation.
Brain smooth, head empty. When I listen, when I edit a lot of times too, because I'll just like pause in the middle of like a word and then I'll come back and like, I don't know what the context is that we're talking about because I'm not really listening for context. I'm just listening for like, when is there too long of a pause?
Yeah.
So,
that,
okay.
That all makes sense to me.
Yeah, it should. Okay, so I Fell in Love with the Devil is track 3 on Head Above Water. It's produced by Chris Basford and Avril Lavigne. Verse 1.
Imagine your last name is Basford. You have to go into music just legally. Otherwise, you're
going to look down. Okay, verse 1. Shotguns and roses make a deadly potion. Heartbreak explosions in reckless motion. Teddy bears and I'm sorry letters don't seem to make things better. Don't bury me alive. Sweet talking alibi.
I really love her first annotation. It's on the teddy bears and I'm sorry letters line. And she says, that's the worst I'm sorry gift. A teddy bear. It's like, bring on the rubies in the diamonds. Teddy bears? So talking about teddy bears and I'm sorry letters don't seem to make things better. It's really just about empty words, empty promises, or whatever they call it. And you know actions speak louder. And honestly, if you're going to say sorry, at least get an Aramis bag and not a $5 teddy bear. I don't even know what an Aramis bag is.
I'm sure and it's like a very $12,000 bag, yeah.
I'm going to Google it right now. But I got to tell you, this is funny because I think that she must have just like done a voice note or had someone transcribe this for her, because this is exactly how she talks, and it sounds crazy.
Well, no, that's what I was actually going to say, the exact opposite. I was like, this is evidence that she herself physically wrote this because of that typo.
True.
Bring on the rubies in the diamonds.
Yes, that makes me laugh.
You're right, it does sound like a voice note, but, like a voice to text, but...
And also with her accent.
Yeah.
With her accent, I can see it sounding like she said in instead of and.
Yeah. But and the, like, it's really just about empty promises or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
It's such an Avril.
Why would you type that out? It's so stream of consciousness.
So I really feel like she actually hand did this herself. Like, she did not have an assistant do this.
Wait, these bags are like $25.
Wait, what? No, you've got to be looking at the wrong thing. Oh, we're being fucking stupid. And I had this thought and then I realized, you're right. Okay, I'm sure it is voice to speech because she didn't mean Aramis, that's not a real bag. She meant Hermes, H-E-R-M-E-S.
Oh, you're right. Oh my God, this is completely voice to text.
Wow, we're such good journalists.
Oh my God, detective work.
Yeah.
This is a really weird time to use voice to text.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the thinking was here. Oh, I guess what probably happened is she voice to texted it into an email and then sent that to like her assistant or whoever. And then the assistant posted it and for some reason didn't edit it.
Proofread.
Which sounds like you're bad at your job.
Wow. Have we posited that she can't read before? Have we referenced...
We've talked about
similar conspiracy theories.
We've talked about Leah Michelle because we've talked about how the conspiracy theory was created by someone we went to college with.
Yes.
So we've definitely talked about it. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's like the whole evidence of mobile. Mobile.
Yes. She actually is just a little dumb.
I'm going to tweet it right now. Avril Lavigne can't read, pass it on, post.
She'll never catch you. Tweeting it is the perfect way to go.
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight.
Don't make it a TikTok with voice because she'll hear it, but if you just put text on the screen, she won't be able to read it.
Well, I don't think she understands TikTok though, so it would just wash right over her even if she heard it.
Yeah. Okay, so then I just want to point out that she posted this 4 years ago, and then someone commented 2 years ago, "Hello there, Avril. You are my top singer on my list." As if Avril is reading that.
Does that mean that they're a fan, or is it a hit list?
That's a good question. Top singer is all one word, so
could be anything. That's a new thing. Fun.
Okay, there's another Avril verified annotation for Don't Bury Me Alive, Sweet Talkin' Alibi, where she says, well, the song is a little morbid, and I kind of like that, because it's, like, dark, and it's, like, I just didn't hold back, and I was experiencing some personal fear, and just knowing overall this song, there's a lot of metaphors, but it also came from a very real place. I'm so sorry. I can't get through this. I guess this is the craziest thing I've ever read.
This is amazing.
What the fuck am I reading?
This is, it has to be voice to speech, voice to text rather, because no one writes this way.
At this point, I think this is just a random person imitating what they think Avril wanted to say.
We know it's not ChatGPT because it was 4 years ago, but right? If it was, I'd be pretty impressed by the AI absolutely nailing how she talks.
Oh my god. Oh my god, okay, I'm so sorry.
There's actual tears in Sabra's eyes right now. I want you to know.
I'm just gonna go back. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm gonna read it again because I don't think it's fully comprehending how crazy this is. Oh my god, okay. Well, the song is a little morbid, and I kind of like that, because it's, like, dark, and it's, like, I just didn't hold back, and I was experiencing some personal fear, and just knowing overall this song, there's a lot of metaphors, but it also came from a very real place, so that's the beauty of songwriting. You can take it to whichever level you feel like when you need to take it to. No. You can take it. I'm so sorry. You can take it to
take
whichever.
Take another run at that.
Yeah. You can take it to whichever level you feel like you need to take it to. Okay, that makes more sense than what I said originally. And different people listening can relate on different levels.
I think she actually might be just on some new shit. Like, she's playing a different sport than me. You know what I mean? I think we're in the same place. And she's just doing her own thing utterly. And I'm so confused, but it's my fault.
Well,
she's right.
I'm concerned for her safety very genuinely. I understand that the song would have been written from, like, a safe place. But to say, I was experiencing some personal fear.
Yeah.
Fear of That's your boyfriend? Sentence. That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
Maybe she just means in general. Just fear.
Just, I mean, I've been there.
Sometimes you're in fear.
Fun fact, I've talked about this before, but when I started an oral contraceptive instead of an IUD, I started to get pretty bad anxiety, and I already had anxiety, but I could feel it getting worse and worse, and I even had a friend be like, yeah, you don't have anxiety attacks in public places. That's not something that you do, so something's not right here. And I was like, you're right. And then it culminated where I, like, felt, I could feel, like, the cortisol, like, flowing through my body, and I, like, was agoraphobic. I was like, if I get out of my bed, something bad is gonna happen to me, even to go to the bathroom, which is connected to my bedroom. I was like, something bad's gonna happen if I get out of this bed, and it was really bad. And then it turns out, oral contraceptives can deplete your B12, and low B12 can cause neuropsychiatric disorders.
Oops.
So then my doctor was like, we'll just take a B12 supplement. And I did. And then I felt better than I'd ever felt in my life. So
wow. That's so wild.
It was wild. But that's just to say that
definitely
that was...
more people should know about that.
I know.
It's a good thing we're talking about it on our massive platform.
I know. Well, the thing is that, like, had gotten, like, blood, I, like, figured this all out on my own, like, I got the blood work, I went off the birth control, because I was like, it's causing anxiety, and then I had gotten blood work done, and the blood work was, like, low B12, my doctor was like, take a supplement, and I was like, okay, fine, whatever, and then later, I looked at the lab report, and the lab report is what said B12 levels of under 400 can cause neuropsychiatric disorders, and mine was at, like, 296, so definitely
oh
under
God.
400. yeah
quite a right. bit
right and so I was like, oh, that's why I'm anxious. And then my mom was like, well, look up if birth control causes the depletion of the B12, and I did, and it does. That was a real study that was done. And then later I went to my doctor and I, like, just said that I was like, oh, well, my birth control is causing anxiety, and then I took B12, and she was like, yeah, duh. And I was like, why didn't you tell me that before?
Hello? Oh my god, rude.
Right, I was like, you knew, and you didn't tell me? So, yeah, that's just something to note. If you go on birth control, talk to your doctor about taking a B12 supplement. My doctor said 5,000 micrograms. I don't know what your doctor would say, though. Anyway, that was just a time in my life where I felt genuine fear all the time for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, I had a similar... I mean, it wasn't caused by anything other than just, like, life being stressful. But I had a period of just general fear, I'd say.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, maybe she needs to take a B12 supplement.
Should we just cold email her? April, make sure you're taking B12.
Should we just comment on this genus annotation?
Yeah! Take a B12 supplement. Or talk to your doctor about.
Right.
Because we don't want to give any medical
advice. We're not giving medical
advice. Boy, are we not qualified to do that.
I actually think I've read that, like, B12 is a pretty safe supplement. Like, it's not one you can really, like, OD on. But still, talk to your doctor. But just a comment on this, like, hey, Avril, if you're feeling fear, that could be something called anxiety. Sometimes anxiety could be caused by a B12 deficiency. Talk to your doctor about supplementing that vitamin.
Yeah, and then it's like, we're not sponsored by any B12 related...
Sponsored by anything. Dairy, yeah. Because B12 occurs in dairy, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
This is amazing.
I love how we're fully going to get an hour's worth of content on just this song.
Yeah. I mean, gang, go read it for yourself, because I also think it's important to look at it, because it's just so stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely loving it.
Yeah, it's either that or she just has, like, the dumbest assistant in the world, and she spoke these things to the assistant, and the assistant just typed it out exactly as she heard
verbatim.
It. And didn't think to question Hermes, and was just like, I'm sure that's how this is spelled.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
What I love about this, too, is that it sounds like every interview she's ever done.
Yeah.
So I can hear it in her voice.
Right, exactly. Like, this amazing. Is... This is why I'm like, oh yeah, this is actually Avril. This isn't like somebody from the record company that was like, oh, well, I'll just fill this in.
No, it's the real Avril Lavigne.
Okay, pre-chorus. But I can't stop the rush, and I can't give you up. No, I know you're not good. You're no good for me. Sorry. You're no good for me.
Sometimes it's fun to play with fire and be a little rebellious and to push the envelope or to do things you're not supposed to do or to be a little bad, a little naughty. That's one sentence. It's one thought. Sometimes there's just excitement in that and to experience something new. But you know, quote, I can't stop the rush. I can't give this up, but I know you're no good for me, end quote. All right. I feel like that was me being in a healthy place, being like, okay, this is what it is. It's just like, let me take a bite of the cookie for 2 seconds. You know, take a little taste. It's fun. It's exciting. Nothing could have prepared me for where that was going. I haven't read these in advance. That was a shocking twist. Just let me take a bite of the cookie for 2 seconds. I'm going to start saying that.
I just want to go back, actually, a little bit, though, when she says, but you know, quote, I can't stop the rush, I can't give this up, but I know you're not no good for me. For some reason, when she wrote it out like that, instead of the, but I can't stop the rush, for some reason felt to me like that song from Best Damn Thing, where she's like, I'm the one who's got the prance.
I was going to say the same thing. Whoa.
Interesting.
I can't believe it. It's, what is that song called again?
I don't know. I
that's
can't
not contagious,
tell
right?
No. Of course that's not contagious. How dare you put that on the best song on that album? No, I can tell you, though, because I just sent you the... we saw a Reddit post where somebody said... Oh, it's called I Don't Have to Try. And someone had said...
Right. Okay. The wires in my brain are getting crossed because we talked about both of those songs.
Right. Time. Someone said, I Don't Have to Try is a song that I skipped for 16 years until I realized it actually slaps harder than anything on that album and quite possibly her whole discography. And then...
Yes.
May
the
immediately...
Worst take ever.
May immediately was like, that's the one about how she has the prance, right? Yes.
Oh, God.
And then somebody on YouTube, I think, commented on the video and said, this song kicks ass once she gets past the start bit.
Oh my god. Which I can't believe you would hear I'm the one who's got the prance and be like, this is her magnum opus.
Yeah.
Genius. Also, it's crazy to say, when I said, I can't stop the rush, I can't give this up, but I know you're no good for me, I was in a healthy place. How is that healthy?
I don't. What? That's the opposite of healthy. I'm confused. Yes.
But it's also, it makes me think, okay, if this is you in a healthy place relative to your norm, what are you usually doing?
Okay, no, I figured it out. This is when people are like, oh, it's okay that I'm making these bad decisions because I know that they're bad. It's okay that I'm self-sabotaging because I know I'm self-sabotaging. No, bestie, that does not make it better.
No, it doesn't. It actually makes it marginally worse.
Self-awareness is not the cure. Like, you actually have to make changes.
Correct. If you're knowingly sabotaging yourself, I'm more worried for you.
Right.
It's one thing if you're just messing up. We've all been there. But if you're like, wow, I see the problem, let me not look for a solution at all.
Right. And that's what she's...
This is healthy.
Yeah. So she's like, I know you're not good for me, but I'm going to keep doing it. This, it's just like, let me take a bite of the cookie for 2 seconds. You know,
it's like, take it. Let me take a bite of the cookie for 2 seconds.
Take it a little taste. But it says, take it a little taste. Not take a little taste.
Freaking out. I could never have predicted where this episode was going to go. I'm so glad I didn't read these in advance. Holy smokes.
I know.
Oh, the next annotation is long, dog.
Okay, well, I'll just read the part that's annotated, so the course will be split into two here. I fell in love with the devil, and now I'm in trouble. I fell in love with the devil. I'm underneath his spell. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, man, here we go. So the whole thing with I fell in love with the devil, now I'm in trouble, I fell in love with the devil, and underneath his spell.
Which is not what the lyric is.
I was about to say, getting the lyrics wrong right off the bat, it's running strong. That is essentially being caught in someone's web. And some people who are toxic people, who are crazy, they know how to manipulate. They know how to say, be a smooth talker and say what you need to hear and convince you. And again, it's empty words, empty promises, and they reel you and they get you. And there are people who are really good at doing that. And for the first time in my life, I went through something kind of similar to that. I also realized that there are some of maybe friends that have gone through it. Is that what it says, really?
Wait.
I also realized that there are what some of maybe friends that have gone through it, other people in the world go through. That is really what it says?
That's what it says.
That is really what it says.
I also realized that there are what? Some maybe friends that have gone through it, other people in the world go through. I think that's how it's supposed to be read, but it still doesn't make sense.
Yes, that does not make more sense. And I think it must have been whatever voice to text thing she's using. I think she said something else and that's what came out. That's also why I wanted to write a song like this, because I like to face and not run away from issues. I am totally okay to talk about them because it's real and people go through that. And I always want to be able to inspire people, or I hope that other women or whoever can get cold strength, feel strong after listening to my songs. What?
Yes, cold strength. The strength you get when you have the common cold.
Extra strength, cold medicine, yeah. From my songs. I challenge you, if you're listening to this podcast, I challenge you to pull this up. This is genius.com/177172221.
Yep.
Pull that up right now and read this out loud.
Or just read it in your head. It doesn't make sense either.
No, read it out loud. Okay. You're not going to know how wild it is until you read it out loud.
Okay, I'm going to say the next 2 lines of the chorus. Someone send me an angel to lend me a halo.
Finding an angel is somebody who's like healthy emotionally, well-balanced, stable, grounded. Someone that you can have a healthy relationship with. Fair enough.
Sure, nothing there. Okay, I fell in love with the devil. Please save me from this hell. Oh, 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 oh.
The lyrics, please save me from this hell, basically mean, help me get out of this nightmare. Yeah, that one's pretty self-explanatory, Avril.
I think we got it, Avril.
I need to get out of this spider web that I'm caught up in and break free and have positive, healthy relationships. What I like about this is that she's writing a slightly different version of this song in the annotations, where instead of fell in love with the devil, it's fell in love with a spider. I knew as I was saying that you personally would love that joke.
she wanted to fit in too many metaphors, and her producer was like, you gotta pick one metaphor. You can just, like, tell everyone all the other metaphors that you weren't allowed to use. And she's like, okay, that's why I gotta.
She did say, because it's, like, dark, and it's like I didn't hold back, and I was experiencing some personal fear, and it's just knowing over all this song, there's a lot of metaphors.
There are a lot. There's a lot of metaphors.
There's a lot of metaphors, and I have some more for you. Spider-Man is here.
Okay. Verse 2. Got me playing with fire. Playing with fire. Baby, hand me the lighter. Hand me the lighter. Tastes just like danger. Tastes just like danger. Chaotic anger.
Okay, and I thought initially that she had copy and pasted the same annotation from a previous line, because she says, I think sometimes it's fun to break the rules and be a little rebellious and live life on the edge. Live on the edge, sorry. Which I thought she said earlier, so I thought it was the same one, but it's not. She continues, and push the envelope. I'm definitely like that, but I also try to keep a healthy balance. I'm a good girl. I have moments where I like to have fun. It was cool because in the song, I'm aware of what's going on, and I'm aware that there's a bit of a rush in this passionate, chaotic, crazy relationship, and some people live for that, and there's definitely some fun times in that to experience. Some fun times in that to experience. Basket Case 420 writes, love you, queen.
Avril Good Girl Levine.
Yeah.
Who cheated on all of her partners. Such a good girl.
allegedly. What I love about this, though, is that she's like, wow, it's sometimes fun to have these crazy chaotic relationships where it's a passionate whirlwind and then it ends in an absolute disaster, but I'm a good girl, so I only do that sometimes when it's fun. And it's like, you just did that again with Matan.
Yeah. Well,
that's the only way you conduct yourself.
I think that, like, there's this 5 Seconds of Summer song that's very stupid but very catchy called Good Girls, and the chorus is good girls are bad girls who haven't been caught. And I feel like that's a little bit Avril. Like, I think she's like, yeah, I'm a good girl. And then she goes out and, like, parties really hard and, like, is constantly, like, giving up middle fingers and is like, I'm such a badass kind of, like, vibe. And then, like, cheats on all her partners. But then she's like, but I'm a good girl because my parents don't know about it.
Well, also, like, you should send a fruit basket to Hillary Duff, because if being a good girl is cool now, yeah, what you said about her really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. She's just a goody-goody, and I also am.
Okay, so we've got the pre-chorus and the chorus again, skipping over it, and then we've got the bridge. Angels and devils always fight over me. Take me to heaven, wake me up from this dream. Even in sunlight, clouds shadow over me. It's now or never, wake me up from this dream.
Get ready for the first sentence of this, because I can't make head nor tail of it. This is a cool, floaty back and forth with words that in terms that.
This is a cool, floaty back and forth with words that in terms that. Words that encompass that? Does she? What? I don't know what she means.
No idea. I have no idea. There's not words that you could replace those last few words with that would make this sentence make sense to me. With the song, and I see a lot of visuals when I write. So maybe this was supposed to be one sentence. This is a cool floaty back and forth with words that in terms that with this song, and I see a lot of visuals when I write. Nope, that didn't make it
better.
No,
it didn't make any more sense.
It was cool to talk about a battle and a back and forth, and so I took an angel and a devil. Angels and devils, they always fight over me. Take me to heaven, wake me up from this dream. Is the same thing as saying, send me an angel to lend me a halo. It is written more incorrectly than that, but I'm being charitable. It's another way to continue to say what I'm asking for. In the chorus, which I guess in a way is, help, this has gotten out of control. It's now or never, wake me up from this dream, also going along with the theme of being under a spell. Oof.
My brain just fully shut off. I'm going to be honest. I don't comprehend any of that.
I'm pretty much catatonic at this point. Also, like, if it's an angel and devil, why are we bringing spells into it? Because you're doing a different metaphor in the notes again? Listen, pop off. I think write a second version of this song about a magical spider. I really think that's what you should do.
Well, it's also like, I guess we don't know exactly to what extent. We know Avril's religious. We know she's Christian. We don't really know much more beyond that. I don't know that we know exactly what denomination she is or exactly what she believes, because just because you're part of a denomination doesn't mean you believe everything that everyone else in that denomination believes. But I wonder if she believes that, like, the devil is, like, Satan is, like, a real entity the same way that, like, God is a real entity. Because, like, if she does believe that the devil or Satan is real, and that angels, therefore, are also real, because that's, it all goes together, I think. Right. Satan was supposed to be one of God's angels or something. I'm not exactly sure what the story is, because I'm Jewish. But, thank you so much. So then, if that's all real, spells are not real. And also, right, like, Christianity is sometimes weird about witchcraft.
Yes.
So, like, I'm confused.
It's a different thing. But it's from the magical spider version of the song, so it's fine.
Right, okay. There's a separate annotation for the last line of the bridge, which says, sometimes I feel like when I write a... Nope. Sometimes I feel like when I songwrite, I tap into another realm, and it is like a spiritual experience, because I'll get in the zone, I'll be writing, I'll write for 3 days, straight, on and off, but I feel like I'm floating, I feel like I'm in this cool creative space where I'm not on really Earth.
Wow, that is what that says!
Not really on Earth, but that's yes, how, where I'm not on really Earth. I've really felt that way. With this song, I fell in love with the devil, and I always felt like my first song, Head Above Water, was a very spiritual experience also.
I like that Avril takes the approach of why say in 5 words what you could say in 45 words, you know? Really expanding on this story here. Also, listen, if you're a hardcore Avril fan and you don't like when we joke at her expense, you're not gonna like what I'm about to say.
Oh, so no?
Cover your ears. It's confusing that you're listening to this podcast if that's the case. We love Avril too, I want to be very clear, but her songs are like not good enough to say this, you know what I mean? She's like, I'm in a spiritual realm, and I came back with I've got the prance.
I will kind of make the reverse argument. I think a lot of the songs that people are like, this is the greatest song of all time, Stairway to Heaven, like that kind of thing, I'm like, it's a song. Someone wrote a song. There's a human being, and that human being had some thoughts, and they put that thought into some words, and they put that word into some music, and like, that's how we got a song. It's like, it's not that, no, I don't think anything is that great. So I'm like, Avril, you do you. I mean, frankly, for all I care, I Fell in Love with the Devil could be as good as Stairway to Heaven. Like, I think they're all just their songs.
That is totally fair. I am going to stand by what I said, but that doesn't mean I don't like her music. I just think the lyrics are often bad. But she talks like this. Like, oh, what can I expect?
Right. Right.
Complimentary. Complimentary.
I don't know that... It's just so hard because then I think of things like Break of a Heartache. I was listening to that song the other day, and it's so catchy. But I was like, she really, really chose to say break of a heartache instead of ache of a heartbreak, which is what it is supposed to be.
I just would love to spend one day living in whatever world Avril's in, because we are not walking the same planet. It's very clear to me.
Okay, so now we got the outro. Dig deep 6 feet, dig deep, it's killing me. I fell in love with the devil, dig deep 6 feet, and now I'm in trouble. I fell in love with the devil, dig deep, it's killing me.
In general, the whole song is a metaphor for just being in an unhealthy relation, a toxic relationship. It's not like I'm a devil worshiper or whatever, sounding a little like you're protesting too much there, my friend. But it's cool because I really expressed myself and allowed myself to be open. I didn't hold back. I'm like, when are people going to seriously think about this? Can I really put this in a song? Because I'm asking myself that, I'm like, hell yeah, because that's why it's going to be fucking cool. It's a little morbid, but I think that's cool. And I'm in a coffin in the music video, and I was like, okay, this is weird, but I embraced it. I'm not saying I didn't have a panic attack in the coffin. Ah! I did, but I kept it together. Can I just say, I'm going to turn this whole episode around and say, this annotation just completely sold me on this whole thing. You're right. You're a genius.
What fucking director made her sit in a coffin when she was gonna have a panic attack?
Well, it's interesting because the way she's phrased it, it sounds like it was fully her idea.
Oh, it didn't sound like that to me. Because she said, I was like, okay, this is weird, but I embraced it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. I mean, it just sounds so, like, from the previous thing where she's like, I get into the realm.
Yeah.
I'm in the songwriting realm. It comes to me. It almost sounds like it came to her. it just into her brain, and she was like, what? That's so weird, but I'll do it.
I really think Avril needs a B12 supplement, but I also think that a director should not put her in a situation where she's likely to have a panic attack.
I completely agree with you, but it is also funny because she's been in the scene for so long, and, like, she tends to do the much more, like, cutesy skulls,
yeah,
sort of pseudo-punk aesthetic, but very bubblegum in its approach. So she doesn't usually use things like coffin imagery and whatnot, but, like, it's so common amongst artists that she's interacted with her entire career. So it's really funny. It makes me think she doesn't watch anyone else's music videos or listen to anybody else's music, because she's like, what? A coffin? In a music video? How bizarre. I cannot imagine. It's like every My Chemical Romance music video ever. It's like,
Okay. So, I Fell in Love with the Devil initially got released on June 28th, 2018, which Essential would be the shorter version of the song featured in her sixth studio album, Head Above Water, as the third track.
Why does nobody proofread?
I have no idea. In I Fell in Love with the Devil, Avril ends presumably a toxic relationship that she had been in. Avril, in an interview, admitted that the song was inspired by the toxic relationship which she maintained during her battle with Lyme disease. A few weeks prior to the release of the song, Avril announced a competition to design the artwork for her upcoming single, I Fell in Love with the Devil, using the picture she had picked.
That's interesting. I didn't know about that. That's fun.
And then we have what inspired the song, and Avril said, the song came from something that I was going through that was really traumatizing, and it's cool. It was traumatizing, but it's cool. And it's cool because this is actually one of my favorite songs on the record, even though it was something really painful that I went through, but I have closure on that now. And the song was really healing for me, and so I'm proud of myself for coming out of the other ends of that experience. Like, music is awesome because it's like my outlet. I'm a really sensitive, emotional person. No.
Wow.
I'm very expressive, so I either talk to my friends or I go to paper and I write like poems or song lyrics, or I sit down at the piano and I cry.
I actually love this because we're getting this perspective of, like, I never ever ever talk to the media or talk about my personal life, except in this song, where, like, this song to me is extremely generic. It's not to say that it isn't a good song, but the lyrics are quite, like, the metaphors are pretty standard,
sure,
like angel and devil, etc. But to her, writing this, even though it feels completely generic when you read it, it feels to her like she was so personal and really poured her heart out to her audience.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different perspective than what I would have, because, you know, especially I think we're kind of used to, like, the standard now of, like, online authenticity, of people being extremely vulnerable, people with large platforms being very vulnerable and detailed about what is happening in their personal lives. And mm-hmm. This is the Avril equivalent of that, because we know nothing about this woman.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I mean, frankly, I just hate when people are like, oh, I'm an empath, I'm emotional. Anything where you're like, I'm this kind of way, I fucking hate that. And that's what this is.
Show don't tell.
Right. Okay, how did the song come about? Oh my God, this is so long.
I know.
I Fell in Love with the Devil was one of those songs where I was at the piano with, like, my head over it, crying and going through so much. But it was cool. Why does she keep saying it was cool?
She's like, well, I've processed all of this and it's over. So now I can be, like, 1% vulnerable about it.
Yeah, literally. But it was cool because I was walking around in my life saying out loud to my girlfriends, Bessie, you don't have girlfriends. We know that's a lie. And I was like, oh, I fell in love with the devil. And it was something that I kept saying. I was just in such a horrible relationship. It wasn't an ex-husband or anything like that, or a serious in love crazy relationship. I like how she really wants us to know it's not about Chad or Derek.
Yes. She's like, those guys I'm cool with.
Yeah.
I support my fellow Canadians.
Yeah. It was just this guy who showed up in my life, and it was, I just started dating again, and it was brief, but I was like, well, I mean, he did ask me to marry him. They all do. Ah!
Yes.
We found it.
Yes. This is a revelation, dude.
Oh my God. I need this, like, on a t-shirt.
Yes.
But I was like, no. And then he harassed me for a really long time, and I had removed from myself that situation. What? I had removed from myself from that situation. And then I kept telling myself, like, this is a song, there's a song in this. And then when I wrote the chorus, I fell in love with the devil, now I'm in trouble, I fell in love with the devil, I'm underneath his spell. Someone send me an angel to lend me a halo, I fell in love with the devil, save me from this hell. It came out of me so quickly at the piano. I started that song with just the chorus. I remember my manager, Jen, walking through my front door, and I was sitting on the piano, and I'm like, oh my God, you gotta hear the song I just wrote. And I just had the chorus, and to me, I could just feel like, oh my God, so many people are going to be able to relate to this one, like male and female. How many times have we, like, or have people, like, actually experienced either being in a toxic relationship or just, like, falling in love with a crazy?
I love it here. This is, I do think this is the most insight we've ever gotten into something that happened to Avril.
It is. Well, it's funny because when I had originally read this and when we had talked about this, he asked me to marry him, they all do, which we've been misquoting, but I'm just gonna, yeah. It's fine. I like our version better, but it's fine. I had just read it in like a really random article that like maybe wasn't even in English, if we're being honest with ourselves. I don't remember at this point. But it was just like, oh my God, that's so crazy. But I guess this is what it's from. So that's just nice that we've come full circle.
Wow, the next one's so long. Are you ready for this? What was the writing process like? Here we go.
Okay.
So it was really cool because I wrote this song in my gothic house and it actually kind of looks like a castle. Oh, and I wrote the chorus first and I was making an album, so was in like writing mode. So the verses later on came probably at 3 o'clock in the morning because I found I would go to bed and shut everything off and unplug and everyone would be gone. And when I would try to go to sleep, when a lot of my lyrics were coming to me. My duvet cover is like stained and I had to keep buying new ones because I was staining them with like pen. I didn't know where that was going, so I'm glad it was pen. Like the pen I used, I would just fall asleep with lyric books and pens all around me and wake up and just, oh no, I ruined another pair of sheets. So I got up in the middle of the night, I'll never forget this, with the verses for I Fell in Love with the Devil, and I walked into my little studio in the house and I sat down at my keyboard, which doesn't have as much vibe as the piano downstairs, but I was alone by myself and had two phones and I was recording and I just wrote the verses, and it's cool because they're nothing I've ever, it's like nothing I've ever said before, and it's really dark and kind of artsy and deep and poetic. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to use all these cool words and put them this way. Yes, that's speaking. And it's going to sound like a poem. This is so awesome. What's happening in her brain? So like shotguns and roses make a deadly potion, heartbreak explosives in reckless motion, teddy bears and I'm sorry letters don't seem to make things better. Don't bury me alive, sweet talking alibi. And it came from a place of, okay, I know what my situation is. I'm with somebody who's not good for me. It's actually potentially life-threatening. Oh my God.
Oh my God! I feel like she's just dropping bombs on us constantly and then not explaining.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this dude was like stalking her or something. Right. Hey, Avril, I'm so sorry this happened to you, genuinely.
Well, that's why I'm like concerned.
Yeah, you were right. You were right. I take it back. I was not concerned at the beginning, but now I am concerned. But I knew that I would be on the other end of it and kind of saw it for what it was. And it was a really bad situation. It does sound like it was a really bad situation. I had lyrics like shotguns, which is obviously like danger, and roses, which can be like makeups. So there's the highs and lows in makeups, breakups, and whatever, and how that's a deadly potion. And then heartbreak explosions, meaning heartbreak. Yes. that tracks. So there's pain in it and it's just exploding. And then this is that actually talks at like the doctor. I don't know, there's pain in it and it's just exploding. And then the whole thing is just reckless. I was on the keyboard and it was so late at night and it was all coming out of me and it was like flowing. And I just remember having 5 notebooks, 1 on the floor, 2 on the keyboard. And I would be like, oh my God. And I would record with one phone. I always have 2 phones because I have to record the other one for backup in case something happens. And I would run and sit on the floor and write down all my ideas real quick. And then I'd get back up. And I had this painting on the wall because I like to paint. And I remember staring at it and thinking, oh, when I've done this song, I really want to put these lyrics on my canvas. This is blowing my mind. This is genuinely blowing my mind. I can't believe it's taken us this long to read this.
I know. I frankly don't know what she said.
She said one thing a lot of different times, a lot of different ways.
Right.
But also, I mean, like, genuinely, I'm so alarmed to hear that she was in a situation that had genuinely reached the point of being threatening.
I know.
And I'm sincerely sorry for that. And I am dunking on Avril a lot this episode, as I do. But it's all in good fun. And I hate that for her.
Yeah, it's rough. Okay. She also tweeted, somebody asked her, which one is your favorite songs off the new record and why? And she said, I Fell in Love with the Devil is my favorite. And for some reason, she capitalized favorite for no reason because I wrote it by myself and produced it, co-produced with Chris Baseford. So I'm super proud of it. And I just think that's really interesting that she is credited as a writer on every single one of her songs except for one. But to say that this is the song that she's like written all by herself and it came so late into her career.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that's interesting.
I mean, I wonder if it's just off this new record, this is the one that she wrote by herself.
Maybe, but it still seems like to be like, I'm super proud of it, super in all caps.
Right.
Makes me feel like it's significant.
Right.
And then she also posted on Instagram, I wrote I Fell in Love with the Devil as a constant reminder to myself that some of the darkest people in this world can be disguised as angels. It will continue to remind me of my worth and what I deserve as a woman. Sometimes it's not easy to walk away, but I'm so sick of the pain and heartache, and I know what I deserve. Please allow my song to be your reminder to not let someone else's demons take you down. I am now going to break this fucking cycle, bury all the toxic relationships and things people have done to me in the past, present, and future. I will bury the constant heartache and trauma, close the casket, and never look back. R.I.P. Avril.
Wow. I mean, I agree with the message. And yeah. Also, I hope that she has not been in a relationship that is, like, toxic in this way.
I'm sure Madsen was not toxic in this way, but I'm sure he was toxic in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
She first performed the song live on The Late Late Show with James Corden. And then the final Avril-verified commentary we have says, the song is really special because I wrote it all by myself and I produced, and the music video is like a little movie, and I came up with a concept for the music video. One day I was like, oh my God, I have to shoot.
Okay, she did come up with it.
Okay, that explains it, I guess, a little. Yeah. But still, bestie, don't give yourself panic attacks for art. Okay, I didn't even think this song...
Yeah, we learned that in college.
But Avril didn't go to college, so she wasn't told.
Right.
We weren't told it either. We had to figure it out.
No, we learned it the hard way.
Yeah. I didn't even think this song would be a single, but it's so cool. It's my favorite song on the record. I was like, okay, I want to be driving a hearse down a dirt road, and then you see these letters blow in the wind, slow motion, maybe teddy bears if it reads well on camera. And then I was like, okay, I want to be driving this hearse, and then I turn around, I'm singing, I look at myself, and I'm in the back. And that's a metaphor for I could be dead, I might not make it, but then the performance scene is me in a graveyard with a piano in this big red dress. In the bridge of the song, I'm dancing with the devil, slow dancing in the graveyard. And I thought that was really this really cool space of floatiness of showing, and I thought that this was, and I thought that was this really cool space of floatiness of showing the temptation that I face, where this guy is so hard to resist. There's chemistry, and I eventually pull away, and I'm like, no, I set myself free, and I choose to do what's best for me, and then I bust open a coffin, I come out of the coffin, and walk off.
Why has she sold me on this? I'm like, yeah, that is what it is. That is totally, yeah. It's funny because she almost seems like a person who's like, a freshman in art school. Now that we're talking about art school, she seems like a person who's a freshman in art school who has like not actually consumed a lot of art and therefore thinks that their thing that they're doing that's like very similar to a lot of other things out there is like a revelation.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that she as an adult who's like grown up in the industry and presumably has been exposed to like a ton of art and like in this genre specifically is like, I think that a crazy new idea for a music video is if I'm in a graveyard when I sing the song.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's like, there's something weirdly pure about that. I'm like, oh, you did it.
Alrighty, guys. This was so much better of an episode than we thought we were getting ourselves into today, for being honest with ourselves. So... we don't have time to talk about my personal life. I'm just going to tell May off the air and y'all will just not know what's happening to me. It's nothing. You're not missing out. You should send us messages on Instagram. My Instagram is at Kojisatz, KOJISATZ. And you can tell us how much you like the podcast. I won't respond, but I will see the message and I will screenshot it and send it to May and we will have a very good time with it. And you should also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and subscribe and tell all your friends to listen to this episode, this podcast in general and this episode. And you should just think about how much you love us.
Yeah. And also, again, I dunk on Avril a lot. I don't mean it. I'm a big fan. Don't be too mad at me if you're a stan.
We could not do this podcast if we didn't actually like Avril, because we have to listen to so much of her music for this. I promise we listen to more Avril music than you have.
Correct. And I genuinely have a great time every time I listen to an Avril song. Even the Got the Prance bullshit.
Okay, well, this has been another episode of What More Can I Say, Skater Boy Fancast.
Can I make it any more obvious?